The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone's senior writer, Brian Hyatt.
Now, here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you were only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville?
Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Sent me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Good morning, everyone. Today is Monday, December 5th, 2022. The forecast for today, 80% chance of showers, a high of 62. I'm Valerie Vining. He's Richard Dixon, and you are listening to the Dixon and Vining Show on Talk 99.5. Hey, folks, we know we got some rain in the area. We're going to have a good amount of rain falling, and hopefully none of that is coming into your home. But if it is, all right, then you know that it's time to make that call to Be Dry. Be dry, be dry, be dry. Because they're going to make sure that that whole area in your house is dry. That's what it's about. They've been in business for over 60 years, and they know what they're doing, getting it done right the very first time. Get in touch with Be Dry today. Request a free quote. BeDryAlabama.com. You can also call them, 205-942-1976. 12 months interest-free. Check them out and ask them about it. And they offer that full life of the structure warranty. BeDryAlabama.com. All right, time now for some news headlines.
Hell, maybe no. Know. Let's find out.
We're going to try it.
I could hardly believe it when I heard the news today.
This is Channel 5 Action News.
Here's another interesting story that's in the news.
Well, Elon Musk is releasing more and more about the Hunter Biden laptop story. He's also spoken about what Twitter users can expect for the next drop of information on the story. Now, he's pledging to have full transparency and has also said that he is not in the least suicidal, because that's been thrown out there, something that's making the rounds on social media. He said this, quote, "If I committed suicide, it's not real," unquote. There are more smoking guns in the next round of information that he will release. It will cover information from after the 2020 presidential election. Boy, is this getting interesting on Twitter.
I find it fascinating, especially since everybody on the left is now piling on and being like, I don't know why he's doing this. This is just a big waste of time. And it's like, oh, you don't like being called out much, do you? You don't like the fact that he's exposing all of this stuff.
More important things going on in the world than this right now.
I have never seen anything like this, that now the left pretty much has a problem with uncensoring everything that's been censored.
Sure.
So you are okay with censoring speech.
Absolutely.
That's really where you are on whole thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, really? You're good with censoring? How un-American is that? We're not about censorship.
Look, here's the thing. When you are unable to argue the facts of a case, your best bet is to shut the other side down. Don't let them speak. If they don't get to talk, then you don't ever have to defend your position.
Sure. And even more so, what's disturbing is finding out what the FBI was doing behind the scenes prior to this election and telling social media sites like Twitter what to put out there and what not. Oh, this is fake. Look out for this Russian. This is going to be some fake news that comes out. Oh, really?
Oh,
you've determined that, FBI, knowing the information that you had.
The fact that they had a portal that anybody could basically go to and say, hey, maybe you shouldn't. Hey, maybe you should take this down. Maybe you shouldn't have let this guy say these things. You know, and that was, you know, the White House had that. And by the way, you know, Donald Trump was president during this time. They took him off of Twitter, you might remember.
Oh, I do remember. No, it's just unbelievable what we're witnessing right now. Mm. But I look forward for that next drop because it could be even more tantalizing, as they say, Richard.
Bring it on.
Iran has scrapped its morality police. I don't know, just saying that in
doesn't sound real, does it?
After more than 2 months of protests triggered by the arrest of a female for allegedly violating the country's strict dress code, this led to all kinds of protests. The 22-year-old woman died in custody back on September 16th, 3 days after her arrest by the morality police in Tehran. Demonstrators have burned their mandatory head coverings and shouted anti-government slogans since her death. But this is just very interesting that Iran says they are going to scrap their morality police. I don't think that that's going away anytime soon.
If you are going to have a religious-based government and your religion has a lot of very strict rules, like what you can eat and what you have to wear and what time of day you can be out. And
who you will marry.
If you have to be with a man who's like either your husband or your father or your brother or something like that, then you have to have somebody who enforces those rules.
Wow, so, talk about second-class citizens.
Oh, yeah.
Females in that country have no rights.
Third class, really.
Yeah.
I think
a dog has more rights than a female.
Dogs are mostly treated better than
unbelievable.
Females in Iran.
Yep. Yeah. And so goes the protest. It looks like flu season will continue to get worse in the U.S. As of late last week, health officials say that 7.5% of outpatient medical visits were due to flu-like illnesses. The annual winter flu season usually doesn't get going until now as we get into December or January, but this one began early and has been complicated by the simultaneous spread of other viruses. The measure of traffic in doctors' offices is based on reports of symptoms like coughs and sore throats, not on lab-confirmed diagnosis. So, yes, we are seeing more of this. We even have seen it within our own building, and you and I, Richard, and November got hit. People got hit with it around Thanksgiving and earlier, and here we go into December, and it's getting sparked back up again. So,
isn't it weird that we didn't have the flu for like 2 years? We had COVID, but we had no flu.
Right.
Like,
was that mixed in there?
I was going to say.
Did we mix the flu?
Did the flu just disappear? Did it go in hiding? Was it in witness protection or something?
What happened was COVID said, get out of the way, flu.
That's right.
We're
in
charge now.
I'm taking over.
We're the big guys, muckety mucks up in here. Y'all go away.
Well, the flu is back.
Yes, it is. Alabama is headed to the Sugar Bowl. This is only the second time in 9 years that the Tide will not be playing in the college football playoff. They ended up number 5. Ohio State made it in along with TCU, Michigan, and Georgia. A couple of interesting games of the weekend gave, you know, the University of Alabama a little bit of hope. And there were some people that thought maybe there's a way for Alabama to get into this. But the big argument was you had 2 losses. And then they were the other side were like, well, wait a minute. Those are 2 close losses, a total of 4 points in those 2 games. In one of those games, we didn't have our starting quarterback. You know, it's just tough to make that argument. I mean, if you've had 2 losses, you've had 2 losses.
Yep.
It is what it is.
It is.
And you've got these other teams that haven't had a loss or 1 loss. You know, it just, it's just one of those things. You just got to swallow it.
I think it's great to see some of these, you know, I mean, Tulane, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Who expects? I mean,
TCU.
The Horned Frogs of Texas Christian.
They had some pretty cool looking uniforms. That game over the weekend, I was like, that's a cool looking helmet. Really? I liked it.
It was the all purple bowl.
It was all purple. It's hard to tell. They do a shot of the fans, and you're like, oh, which side are they for? Everybody's wearing purple. This is very confusing. This is like watching the Florida Auburn game, you know?
You remember our old web guy, the guy, Michael, who worked down the hall, you know, he moved to Kansas.
Yes.
And he's a big K-State fan.
Yes.
And he's also a big Alabama fan. I wonder who he's rooting for in the Sugar Bowl.
Yeah, I don't know. This one is going to be good. But, Bama's going to be in New Orleans. I think that game is New Year's Eve, and it is an 11 a.m. game. So that's where they're going to be. And we'll see how this other part shakes out the playoffs. And, you know, best of luck to everybody.
I think Georgia's going to win again.
Hey, congratulations to Troy as well. They are nationally ranked now.
How
the first
that?
Time in 6 years.
Yeah.
Whoop, whoop. Associated Press has the Trojans at number 23, number 24 in the USA Today coaches poll. They're 11-2 after beating Coastal Carolina 45-26 on Saturday. That was a nice whooping. That's to win the Sun Belt Conference Championship. Troy is now headed to the Duluth Trading Cure Bowl, and this will be played December 16th in Orlando, Florida, and they'll face Conference USA champion number 22, UT San Antonio, is who they'll be playing.
I bet their band will come with them, unlike the Blazers and their trip down to the Bahamas.
Yeah, what's the deal with that, huh?
So sad.
That is. Can we not raise some money to send the UAB Blazers band?
Apparently it is prohibitively expensive to be sure.
Sure it is, going
but
to
also,
the Bahamas.
You know, a lot of these kids don't have passports, and nowadays
you got to have one
if you're going to travel. So and they were like,
neither of the schools are actually sending their band. UAB's opponent
is
sending their band.
That is all wrong.
That's why UAB should send their band. It's a psychological edge.
Is it?
The Marching Blazers made it.
I think it's crazy. You've been supporting the team the whole season.
Exactly.
You should be going to the bowl game.
You absolutely should get to do that.
Yes.
I mean,
come on.
Yeah.
Oh, guess what? You're not going. Yeah. What? I was here the whole season rooting and playing and
doing what I was supposed to do.
Marching. Carrying that big old heavy tuba around. Now you're going to tell me I can't take it to the Bahamas? What gives here?
Sorry.
That's just not right.
Mm.
All right, and finally this story. Congress and the White House are looking at a proposal from top lawmakers to repeal the military's vaccine mandate, which comes several months after Joe declared that the pandemic was over. Does everybody remember that?
I do.
He said, oh, the pandemic is over.
He said, the pandemic is over.
As he grips the little girl's shoulders, sniffs her hair.
Creepy.
I guess there could be a compromise amendment which would do away with the military vaccine requirement. They need to get rid of this. Just be done with the military vaccine requirement.
Yeah, it makes very little sense. They had to kick an awful lot of people out. 1,841 service members from the Army, 3,717 from the Marine Corps, 2,032 from the Navy. They're not meeting their quotas and requirements when it comes to getting people signed up. And we're, I think, less safe because of it. Given the fact that you're basically dealing with guys who are in great shape, girls too, who are in great physical condition, if they do get COVID, it'll be short term and they'll get over it and life will be good. It seems ridiculous to me that you would force them to get this vaccine and basically shoot yourself in the foot.
That's what they're doing.
Mm.
And fewer and fewer people signing up for the military. We need more, not less. And one of the ways you can turn that around is to get rid of this vaccine mandate. So we'll see.
Mr. Bugs is ready to fix what bugs you. They can come out and take care of your home. I was in my house today, and I thought this morning I found a bug on the kitchen counter. And I was like, uh-oh, I may have to get Mr. Bugs back over here. It was a crumb of a crust of bread. It wasn't an insect at all. I narrowly averted a disaster. Not really. Mr. Bugs takes such good care of me. That's why I am insect-free and rodent-free, and why they handle my termite bond, because, you know, they've proven themselves with their mosquito reduction and everything else that they do for me at a great low price. I think you're going to appreciate the techs. They'll send the same one every time, which is always nice, and I think you'll appreciate the service and style that you get. Mr. Bugs, MRBUGGS.com, 844-MRBUGGS. They are statewide, so you can go ahead and call them up there at Smith Lake or over in Cottondale, or anywhere you want to. They'll come a-running. 713, Talk 99.5. Hey, talking about the Twitter secrets, I happen to have a little insight into what some of the other Twitter file secrets are. That would be the subject of today's list coming up next.
There's a man who leads a life of danger.
It is Talk 99.5 with Dixon and Vining. Glad to have you along with us this morning. And I know a lot of you are starting to think about holiday shopping. And at the same time, you might be going, man, my credit cards are kind of high and the interest rates are going up. What am I going to do here? Well, there could be a solution for you. If you've been in your home for any length of time, you might have some money in your mortgage that can help you out. And Chris Molesky at Hometown Lenders is saying it daily. Every day, folks from Talk 99.5, we're talking about our listeners, giving them a call to maybe wipe away the debt with that money that's in your mortgage. It can be done, maybe even skip a couple of mortgage payments, get you into 2023 debt-free. That's the way to do it. Wipe it away and start fresh. Maybe even have a little extra cash so you can do some of that holiday shopping that you need to. It is an option to think about, and Hometown Lenders can help you with that. If you are home shopping right now, if you're looking for a new home, get True Approved and get ready to land the home of your dreams. With True Approval, they can make that happen. 205-989-7171 is their number. Savewith995.com. You can also go to Hometown Lenders, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 65084.
Everyone is wondering what is going to be the next shoe to drop in the Twitter files. The secret documents that have been kept under wraps there at Twitter headquarters until Elon Musk got a hold of them. And now he's able to release them to the public. Well, I happen to have a little preview here. I happen to have 10 little Twitter file secrets. And that is the subject of today's list.
My therapist had me make a list.
Call it a bucket list.
Start living. That's the next thing on my list.
The list is life.
Here it is, the top 10 Twitter file secrets that are about to come out. Number 10, the previous owners ate a lot of Cheetos and left the crumbs everywhere in the office.
Jeez, clean up after yourselves, people.
No, seriously.
Get that vacuum out.
Find a vacuum. It's not right. That big a deal. Number 9, the Hunter Biden laptop story would have been allowed if there had been more content about altering the gender of minors.
Oh.
They would have been fine with that.
All
so
over
they were
the
willing
place.
Willing to trade.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Number 8, Trump being banned came down to a coin flip. All right, 6 coin flips. They kept flipping until they got the result they wanted. Okay. Number 7, privately planned to start a war with TikTok until they remembered it's a Chinese company and they kill their own.
Ooh.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Number 6, kick James Woods off not because of his political views, but because of the movie Straight Talk. You ever see it?
Yeah.
James Woods, Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
No. She's great, and you spend the whole movie going, what's he doing here? Number 5, they left behind so much porn. Number 4.
Oh, my goodness.
Bots make up 70% of the platform, but they pay for the blue check, so they're staying.
Wow.
70%.
That's higher than what we initially thought.
What was it?
Number 3, Elon Musk fired 80% of the workforce, and no one seems to have noticed.
Uh-huh.
Have you seen that? Really?
Yes.
It's almost 80% that have left, and somehow
they didn't need all those people.
Clearly. Number 2, all the coding is being done by 4 Korean guys and a chick who, if she took her glasses off, would be beautiful.
He's laughing at his own list.
Come on. That's a funny. I like that one. That's my favorite.
You worked really hard on that
one. That's my favorite one so far.
Was it okay and you didn't get a laugh?
I didn't.
Well, so that made number 2?
That's because you are trying very hard not to laugh.
I know.
You have to stop that. And the number 1 thing that is the secret file being let out by Twitter, no matter who owns it, it's still a cesspool. True story.
I mean, he's trying to fix that.
There's a lot of hatred and unpleasantness.
Yeah, there is.
And you know what it comes down to is it's people. I mean, people. People feel the need to comment on everything. And the problem with social media is it's the great leveler. It makes everyone feel like their opinion counts for something.
Mm-hmm. People want it to.
Exactly. They're like, oh, no, my opinion's very important. It's as important as anybody else that's on this platform. And it's the guy with the microphone. His opinion is what really counts.
The difference to me between Twitter and Facebook is that Twitter, it's almost expected that you kind of go after it that way.
Yeah.
Facebook, not so much anymore.
No, well,
because it's caused so many fallouts and people unfriending so-and-so because, you know, you've got to win this battle on Facebook. Twitter, you kind of like, yeah, that's what you do there.
It also has, Facebook has a ton of older people on it. And that, you know, that's why I basically go there just to look at cat videos.
Right, and just memes. To escape. It's kind of an escapism.
I'm not interested in getting, no one's mind has ever been changed, ever, by any sort of argument on Facebook
or Twitter.
It never
ends well. It doesn't end well.
Yeah.
No.
AL Roof Pros, Alabama Roofing Professionals. If you're getting a little water inside the house right now, then it's time to call the experts. We got a great text from a guy who said, look, I had one roofing company come out, did the whole, oh, you need a whole new roof. Gave me a really bad estimate. Then I called Alabama Roofing Professionals. They came by and they said, nah, we can fix this. And they did. That's what you're dealing with Alabama Roofing Professionals. They're not trying to snow you. There's a lot of good, honest work out there for people who are willing to do it. That's why I love them. ALRoofPros.com, 722-7663. It's news time.
Coffee black, cigarette, start this day like all the rest. First thing every morning that I do is start missing you. Some broken hearts never mend.
Talk 99.5 with Dixon and Vining. Thank you for listening with us this morning. If you're dealing with any kind of plumbing problem right now at your home or your business and you're like, who am I going to call? Well, I'm going to tell you who you should call, and that's Benjamin Franklin Plumbing. These guys are the best. Multiple master plumbers on staff, and they're available 24 hours a day. Don't believe me? Pick up the phone and call them right now because someone is waiting for your call, especially if you have a problem. 982-7775. 982-7775. 24 hours a day. A real person answers that phone, and they're going to get you the help that you need if you have a plumbing issue. They'll get to you very, very quickly. And they helped me, too. I had Ian come out, replace my disposal. It was kaput. It really was not going to come back to life. I tried everything possible. And then they came out and replaced it. And, man, it's working great. So if it's the flatware in your toilet, if you're doing a complete bathroom or kitchen renovation, these are the guys you want to turn to because they can fix it. 982-7775. Don't forget, if you need a new water heater, call today. Get $250 off any water heater installed and purchased through Birmingham or Benjamin Franklin Plumbing. That's a new water heater, $250 you will get off. Here's the number again for Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, 982-7775. Look them up online, benjaminfranklinplumbing.com.
734, Dixon and Vining, Talk 99.5. They're working on our app. If we're still
sounding really deep or weird. Everybody's saying we sound weird on the app.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
I'm hearing maybe we might be slowed down some.
Well, let's try this, Richard. That. Let's slow it down even further.
Oh, slow. That's a good idea. We'll just go talk.
Slow. Maybe we should just talk like this for the rest of the show. If we do this, then it'll sound normal, right?
Maybe people are going, yeah, that works. Keep going.
People who are listening on the radio are like, you freaks, knock it off.
Yeah.
I tune in to hear news talk, not silliness.
The thing is if you're listening on the radio side, everything should be fine. If you're listening via the Talk 99.5 app, something is off. We've made our folks aware of it. They are working on it right now. So if it does sound weird, bear with us. We'll get it fixed today.
A crack team of experts.
Right.
We'll get on it as soon as they put the crack pipe down.
Man, oh, man.
Hey, how about this? Tomorrow is the runoff between Warnock and Walker in Georgia.
That is on top of us, isn't it?
I couldn't help but notice that I haven't really seen any polls on this. Now, it was only a month since the last election. But normally you would at least have some kind of polling that has been made apparent or that you would be seeing some numbers. And, you know, we look at a lot of different news sources every day. I haven't seen anything yet, which tells me something in and of itself. That is that the left-leaning news media doesn't really want to put a poll out that suggests that maybe Warnock is not going to win. Now, I'll be honest with you. My prediction, Warnock's going to win. Okay, that's my take on it because the people of Georgia are idiots.
not all of them.
No,
maybe
but
some of them.
Enough of them. And you know, Herschel Walker, he's not a stupid man. He has made some stupid comments, okay? The thing about bad air and good air and China's bad air coming over here and invading us. His reasoning on the subject was sound, but the way he put it came across as real idiocy. But, you know, he's got the entire media stacked against him. He's got the entire establishment stacked against him because, you know, he's a Trump-backed Republican. So he's not getting, you know, Mitch McConnell is not coming to his aid at all. And he's got, you know, every Democrat in the world piled up against him as well. You know, the amount of money that has been flowing into this race on Warnock's side from the rest of the country is astronomical. Mm-hmm. And yet he's still going to keep it close. I mean, he's still going to come within a hair's breadth of winning this thing. 1 or 2 points, I believe.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to watch this. And again, there may be the folks in Georgia may be like, I can't wait till this is over with, because they're being inundated with,
oh yeah,
you know, all of the commercials and whatnot that's going on over there.
No question.
And we're kind of removed from that. But certainly it's been a really interesting race to watch. Did we think that Herschel would be where he is? Did he would be this close with Warnock? You know,
I thought he had one chance, and mm-hmm. that was to win it in the general. And if he couldn't do it, then you know,
probably,
like I said, the amount of money and power and pressure that is coming in on Warnock's side is overwhelming. And any sort of negative thing about Walker is automatically being, you know,
blown up. Oh, just exploding.
Yeah, magnified yeah. times a thousand. Mm-hmm. And anything negative about Warnock, of which there is much.
Oh, there is a lot.
Is being buried, you mm-hmm. know? I mean, sure, this guy is Elmer Gantry. He is a false prophet. He is a weasel, if ever there was one. He bills himself as a man of God, but here he is collecting $7,000 a month in a housing allowance from his church while he's working as a senator, right, in Washington, D.C., and his church is evicting people from an apartment building that they own half of, over $25 or $35 or $60 of missed rent.
And if you would look at that and you just say to yourself, how could the people of Georgia see that and still vote for this guy?
Yeah.
I mean, talk about crooked. But man, you know what? If you're going to vote for him, that's what you're going to end up with in Washington. So good luck with that.
The man cheated on his wife. The man attempted to run her over when he was leaving her. I mean, there's a lot of bad, bad stuff here. But the media is all like, oh, no, he's a man of God. And I saw a story the other day, believe it or not, on CNN, that said, oh, unbelievably, 80% of evangelical Christians in Georgia are voting for Herschel Walker. I'm like, really? You find that difficult to believe? Maybe it's because they can see through this charlatan, you know? But like I said, I'm convinced the guy is going to win. There's just too much money and too much pressure and too much going on. And according to a friend of mine who lives in Atlanta, every other commercial is a that? Raphael mm-hmm. Warnock commercial. And Walker is almost nowhere to be found. He just doesn't have the war chest to go up against him to this degree.
Yeah, well, you have the left that, as you said, that's just piling on all that money into Georgia, into his election. And maybe not the same as happening for Herschel.
No.
And you know, we saw a little bit of that in the Senate race here in Alabama.
Sure.
How much money was pouring in
Absolutely.
Into that race.
That was the primary, of course.
Mm, yeah, in the primary. Yeah.
I would suggest to you that more money came into this race, the one in Georgia, from California than came in from Georgia. Because, you know, there's a vested interest Democrats have in making sure that they have 51 votes in the Senate, that mm-hmm. they suddenly control every committee. They no longer have to, you know, run roughshod over Republicans or try to browbeat them or badger them. They don't have to count on Joe Manchin. They don't have to, you know, cajole him into doing anything, because they'll have the magic 51 that they need in order to get things done, even if Manchin decides to go the other way. This is a really, really big deal. And it's sad, because I think a lot of people don't understand that. And a lot of people in Georgia are going to show up and vote, because this guy ran the most commercials, so I'm just going to go ahead and vote for him.
It's crazy. Yeah. You don't understand the real significance of it. And it's huge.
Yeah.
It's huge in the Senate.
Well, and I'm really furious with Mitch McConnell, because the fact is he was a lot more interested in staying in power in Washington, D.C. Even if he was in the minority, he would rather be the minority leader in the Senate than back some of the candidates that absolutely could have and should have won, like the dude in Nevada, the chick in Arizona, and Walker. I mean, a perfect example. Those are three seats that Republicans should have absolutely won.
Mm-hmm.
And
let's not mention Pennsylvania.
Oh, Pennsylvania, absolutely.
Gosh.
And he didn't do much
painful.
For Dr. Oz either.
Yeah.
I mean, every one of those, except for the Dr. Oz thing, was fairly whisker thin. And the fact that he couldn't, you know, he couldn't be bothered to step up and back them because, well, they are not my kind of Republican. You know, Mitch McConnell is everything that's wrong with the Republican Party right now.
Agreed. Ugh. Totally agree with that.
741, Talk 99.5. Talk. Didn't mean to bring you down. Sorry about that. Rodney's Marine would very much like to take your boat and winterize it for you. And, you know, while they're in the process, if you wanted to get some accessories put on, if you were interested in getting I don't know, a little up power, a little bigger Suzuki engine on that thing, huh? Or maybe you want to get yourself a nice stereo system for Christmas or throw some lights on that bad boy. They'll be more than happy to take care of all of that during the off season as well.
Speaking of Christmas, this would be the just the ultimate gift. Maybe buy somebody a boat. They've been thinking about a boat. Maybe for your family, the Silver Wave pontoons, the StarCraft boats, and again, as Richard said, the Suzuki-powered engines on them.
How about your favorite talk show host?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I think Andrew McLean could use a boat.
There, he just said it. Rodney's Marine, many of you guys know Rodney. He's a great guy. His family is just good people down there on Highway 231 near Lake Logan Martin. That is where they are located. He's been there forever. Everybody knows Rodney out on that lake. It's a beautiful lake, a great place to store your boat. Think about that. If you purchase a boat, maybe you've got a boat right now that's in your garage and you enjoy that lake, well, you can store it at Rodney's Marine. You just give them a call and use that valet service, and they put it in the water. When you're done for the day, they clean it up and restore it. How awesome is that? Give Rodney's Marine a call today. Find out more, 525-1500. Thinking about purchasing that boat for Christmas, we'll inquire. 525-1500 or look them up online at rodneysmarine.com.
7:42, we'll come back with the upside. We need the upside right now.
It is Talk 99.5 with Dixon and Vining. Hey, ladies, is he complaining about his hair loss? Is he complaining, oh, my goodness, there goes my hair. What is happening? My hairline is receding. If that's the case, what I want you to do is tell him about Core Plastic Surgery. Tell him about the Artis Robotic Transplantation System. Dr. Grady Core is the very first to bring this state-of-the-art technology to our state and to the Birmingham area. If you're seeing that, guys, take advantage of this. Call Core Plastic Surgery and get the help that you want. That natural, great-looking, healthy head of hair that you don't want to go away, and you can hang on to it, no doubt about it, with the Artis Robotic Transplantation System. Give them a call today and inquire at 205-397-2100. Visit coreandassociates.com if you want to find out further about it. And don't forget about all the other great services, too. Ladies, you know about healthy skin always being in season there. Adina and Katie, Dr. Core's newest certified medical esthetician, available to get your skin glowing and looking fantastic for the holidays. And also makes a great gift. Here's the deal. They have a wonderful line of skincare products. They have their own little store in there with all of these. Just it goes on and on, the different things that they have at Core Plastic Surgery. Maybe give that as a gift for the holidays. Think about it. Get in touch with them again to make an appointment, 397-2100, or visit Core Plastic Surgery online at coreandassociates.com.
Well, here's a sad piece of news. Bob McGrath, original Sesame Street cast member, has passed away at the age of 90.
Oh.
He's indoctrinating children in heaven now.
Hmm. Really, did you say that? The man just died.
I grew up with, Bob on Sesame Street, right?
Yeah.
Big Bird and the whole gang, Mr. Hooper, wasn't it?
Yes.
Mr. Hooper.
Yeah. He passed away as well.
Mr. Hooper?
They did a whole show.
I remember them doing the explanation on the show about it. Yeah.
They had to talk to kids about how, Mr. Hooper was on the junk, and eventually he OD'd, and it was a nightmare. It was just sad.
Is that really what they did?
There might be some embellishment there.
They said on the junk? Interesting.
I don't think that was an exact quote.
No, but it was close. Let's talk about the upside, shall we?
Yay! Why I'm so happy, I like to go out and bust somebody in the nose.
I feel good. Can't none
bring me down. I'm wildly excited about today's program.
Brought to you by Sonai's Embroidery Printing and Promotions. They are making truck decals now. Every single truck on the road has to have a door decal on it. They can churn them out for you for less than the other guys and make them just right. They also are selling banners, and crafting supplies. So Nice Embroidery Printing and Promotions, SCWNiceEmbroidery.com. A video showing a teen lifting a truck off of his father trapped underneath has gone viral. This is from Oakdale, California. This is like the biggest fear I ever have.
Oh,
when I'm crawling around underneath the car.
Falling on you.
I'm just like, oh boy, this jack needs to hold. I mean, I need this thing, but... Yeah, this kid, 15 years old, managed to lift the car enough for his dad to roll out. Now, that's that adrenaline.
Oh,
that
complete
kicks in,
adrenaline,
you know?
Yeah.
You
this is why you need that adrenaline. God gave us adrenaline for times like that.
Exactly.
Way to go, Dalen.
Well done, Dalen. Dr. Pepper halftime contest got booed at the SEC championship game because it ended in a tie, but they deemed one girl the winner because she had won the tiebreaker earlier, which wasn't televised.
That's not right.
Everyone there's like, hey, come
on. What is the deal
what
there?
Are you doing? In the end, they said, you know what? This is really bad publicity. We're giving them both $100,000 in tuition.
There you go. That's how you do it, Dr. Pepper.
Yep. Uh-huh. Well done.
Yeah, they get the answer. I mean, they used to take some time where they'd like, let's recount. Now, yeah. Like, as soon as it's over, so-and-so, you won.
Yep.
So,
yep.
You know,
yep.
They figured out a way to speed that up.
And it's probably not a bad idea, though, for Dr. Pepper's sake that they went ahead and handed out.
That was the right thing to do.
It just only cost them another $200,000.
Well, that's on them.
Quick and easy.
Mm-hmm.
This is a weird story. The original plan for the movie Gremlins. You remember the movie Gremlins?
Mm-hmm. I do.
I remember the Gremlins.
Yeah. Christmas movie, but released in the middle of summer, if I recall correctly. They wanted to use monkeys wearing masks.
Oh, no.
But never a good idea.
When a test monkey freaked out, first off, they have a test monkey. That sort of freaks me out in and of itself. The producers realized that this is not going to work. We're going to have to go with puppets.
Yeah, this is a little too much like Wizard of Oz with the flying monkeys.
Oh.
No, everybody remembers that. Well, no. I don't want flying monkeys or monkeys with masks on. Thank you very much.
Another weird piece of information. The Houston Rockets did not get their name because of the NASA Space Center there. They actually started off as the San Diego Rockets in 1967. San Diego had a lot of aerospace companies at the time. When they relocated to Houston in 1971, the name still worked, so they kept it.
Makes sense.
Yeah, there are some that don't make sense. You know, I mean, the Utah Jazz...
Yeah,
that was there for a real. You're like, when you want really fine jazz, Salt Lake City is clearly the place to go.
Or the LA Lakers.
LA Lakers.
Because it started in Minneapolis.
Originally, the Minnesota Lakers. Yes, absolutely. And they're still the Lakers over there. Now, Minnesota has the Timberwolves, I guess. I can't tell
you. Who can keep up?
I still think of the Seattle Supersonics as an active team. That's how far out of the loop I am.
Nope. Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yeah. Very good.
Which is actually kind of appropriate for them.
It's absolutely appropriate for them.
Leave the names alone. It messes me up.
That's right. Stop it, Guardians. Nobody wants to play with you, Commanders. 755.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen. Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.